From sinner we learn, from sacrifice we rise. It's more than a ritual, it purifies. Scent of sacrifice, scent of sacrifice.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome and marhaba to another episode of the series Scent of Sacrifice in the beautiful month of Dhul Hijjah al-Haram. Alhamdulillah, let's inshallah azawajal first and foremost recite salawat ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the beautiful hadith, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that the one closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who has recited the most durood upon me. So without further ado, let's recite together sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'ina wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, inshallah azawajal, in today's episode and program, after you have watched the first and the second episode, and this is the final episode, and in this episode we are going to talk about the unique son. Whose son and which son are we talking about? Yes, the unique son of Sayyidina Ibrahim ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, who is known as Dhabihullah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam would proudly say that I am the son of two Dhabih, meaning two personalities who sacrifice themselves for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One being Sayyidina Ismail ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, and the second being the father of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, Sayyidina Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. So yes, about the unique son, and the unique son Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam. It is mentioned regarding him that on the 8th night of Dhul Hijjah, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, he dreamt that someone said, indeed Allah Azza wa Jal has ordered you to slaughter your son. From dawn to dusk, he alayhi salam continued to contemplate whether the dream was from Allah Azza wa Jal or was it from Satan. This is the reason why the 8th of Dhul Hijjah was named Yawm al-Tarwiyah, meaning the day of contemplation. And on the 9th night of Dhul Hijjah, he alayhi salam had the same dream and was convinced that the dream was indeed from Allah Azza wa Jal, which is why the 9th of Dhul Hijjah is referred to as Yawm al-Arafah, meaning the day of recognition. And after he alayhi salam had the same dream once again, on the 10th of Dhul Hijjah, he alayhi salam made a firm intention of sacrificing his son, which is why the 10th of Dhul Hijjah is called Yawm al-Nahr, the day of slaughter. Now, acting upon the order of Allah Azza wa Jal, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam took his beloved son with him, who was at that time, at the age of 7, or according to some other narrations, he was 13-year-old or a little over than that. And on the way, Satan, disguised as an acquaintance of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, he appeared there and asked, O Ibrahim, where do you intend to go? Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam replied that I have some work to do. Satan asked again, are you going to slaughter your son? Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam replied, have you ever seen a father slaughter his son? Satan said, yes, I see you because you are going for the same purpose. Have you assumed that Allah Azza wa Jal has ordered you to do so? Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam replied that if Allah Azza wa Jal has ordered me to do it, then I will obey him. Disappointed, Satan then came to the mother of Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam, Sayyida Hajar radiallahu ta'ala anha, and he asked her, where was Ibrahim alayhi salam taking your son? And Sayyida Hajar radiallahu ta'ala anha, she replied that he has gone to do some work. And Satan said, he has taken your son to slaughter him. She then asked, have you seen a father slaughter his own son? Satan said, he has assumed that Allah Azza wa Jal has ordered him to do that. Listening to this, Sayyida Hajra radiallahu ta'ala anha responded that if it is true, then he is going to do something very good by obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter, Satan came to Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam and he tried to trick him in the same way, but he also replied that if my father alayhi salam is taking to slaughter me in order to carry out the order of Allah azza wa jal, then he is doing something very good. Subhanallah. Having failed in tricking the father and the son and the mother, Satan approached Jamara, where Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam threw 7 pieces of small stones at him. And after Satan was stoned, he got out of the way of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. Having failed at one place, Satan moved to other Jamara, where an angel asked Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam to throw stones at him. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam threw 7 stones at him again. So he got out of his way. And Satan then approached the third Jamara, where the angel asked Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam to throw stones at Satan, and he did so, causing Satan to flee. The tradition of stoning the Satan is still alive. And Hujjaj, the Hajis, even today throw stones at Jamarat in the same 3 places. When Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, along with Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam, reached the Mount of Sabir, he alayhi salam informed his son of the order of Allah azza wa jal. The dialogue between them is described in the Holy Quran in these words. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, he said, Ya bunayya inni ara fil manami anni azbahuka fanzur maza tara. Meaning, O my son, I have seen a dream that I am sacrificing you. Now consider what your opinion is. Listening to this, the obedient son replied, Ya abati fa'al ma tu'mar. O my father, do as you are commanded. Satajiduni insha'allahu minas sabirin. Allah willing, you will find me the patient one. Subhanallah. As the poet says, Ye faizani nazar tha, ya ki maktab ki karamat thi. Sikhaye kisne Ismail ko adab-e farzandi. Subhanallah. Whether it was an institute where he was taught, or was it the faizan and the blessings of the Mubarak gaze of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, his upbringing, who taught Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam such beautiful etiquettes? Allahu Akbar, of being a son. Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam further said to his father that, Dear father, tie me lightly with ropes before you slaughter me so that I do not move lest my reward should get reduced. Also, please protect your clothes from the splashes of my blood because my mother will get grieved if she sees it. Sharpen the knife so that it runs properly over my throat, meaning my throat gets cut immediately because death is extremely painful. Make me lie on my front, placing my forehead over the ground so that you cannot see my face while slaughtering me. And when you go to my mother, please convey my salam to her. And if you consider it appropriate, so please give my qamis. What is qamis? A long, loose and full-sleeved shirt. So give my qamis to her. This will comfort her and help her have patience. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam said, O my son, how helpful you are to me in carrying out the order of Allah azza wa jal. Subhanallah. Thereafter, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam tied his son as it was suggested by him, made him lie on his front with his forehead placed over the ground, sharpened his knife, averted his eyes from his face and ran the knife over his throat, but the knife did not cut. His throat was not slit. At the very moment, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam received divine revelation. And what revelation he received? Translation from Kanzul Iman. We called to him, O Ibrahim, you have indeed made the dream come true. And this is how we reward the righteous ones. Indeed, this was a clear test. And we rescued him in exchange of a great sacrifice as a ransom. Subhanallah. After Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam made Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam lie on the ground to slaughter him, Sayyidina Jibril alayhi salam, he brought a ram from paradise as a fidya with the order of Allah azza wa jal and uttered loudly from a distance, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And listening to this voice, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam lifted his head towards the sky and realized that the ordeal he was made by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to go through has turned into ease, and a ram has been sent as fidya to be sacrificed in place of his son. Delighted, he said, La ilaha illallah wallahu akbar. And listening to this, Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam said, Allahu akbar wa lillahi alhamd. Since then, the sunnah of all of these three holy figures uttering these blessed words is kept alive even till today, and it will continue till the day of judgment. Subhanallah. Now, most commentaries of the Holy Quran have stated that the ram slaughtered by Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam as fidya for Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam was brought from paradise. It was the same ram presented as sacrifice by Sayyidina Habil rahimahullah ta'ala, the son of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. The meat of the ram was not cooked, but was eaten by beasts and the birds. Sayyidina Sufyan bin Uyayna rahimahullah ta'ala, he said that the horns of this ram were housed in the Holy Kaaba for a very long period of time. When the blessed Kaaba was burnt, these horns were also burnt. Subhanallah. This is the blessing of sacrificing in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A great difficulty was averted, and his qurbani, the qurbani of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, and the sacrifice of his son Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam, it was still accepted, though his throat wasn't slit. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted the sacrifice of both the father and the son. There is an excerpt taken from the book Sawani Karbala, describing how, as we come to know that the horn was burnt when the covering of the Kaaba was burnt, describing how the blessed Kaaba and the horns were set on fire 2 years after Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was martyred. The filthy Yazid sent 12 or 20,000 troops under the command of Muslim bin Uqba to invade Madinatul Munawwara. The cruel Yazidis shed too much blood in Madinatul Munawwara, martyred over 10,000 people, including 7,000 blessed companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum, looted the homes in Medina, committed extremely shameful crimes, and even tied horses to the pillars of Masjid Nabawi Sharif. This army then reached Makkatul Mukarrama, where boulders were thrown by catapults, filling the blessed corridor of the Holy Haram Sharif with stones and causing the blessed pillars of Masjid al-Haram to collapse. These cruel people then set fire to the blessed roof of the Holy Kaaba and its blessed cover. The horns of the ram that had come from paradise and was sacrificed by Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam as fidya for Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam were kept safe as holy relics on the roof of the Holy Kaaba, but even they were burnt due to the fire. The very same day, meaning on the 15th of Rabi'ul Awwal, 64 Hijri, when the Holy Kaaba was desecrated, the dirty Yazid also met his doom in Homs in Syria. And he died at the age of 39. Intoxicated by his rule, the ill-fated Yazid oppressed the people of Makkah and Medina beyond measure and brutally assassinated the blessed family members of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, including Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, trampling over the fragrant flowers of the gardens of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. His satanic rule lasted only for 3 years and 7 months. How great lesson can be drawn from his death, fast approaching death. And those who tread on the path of Yazid, they must know the end result. And it is a lesson for the entire humanity till the end of times. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to always be loyal to the Ahlul Bayt of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and never ever fall for the teachings of Yazid. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen. The shair says, Na Yazid ki wo jafa rahi, na shimar ka zulmo sitam raha, jo raha to naam Hussein ka, jise yaad rakhti hai Karbala. Yes, Yazid and his allies, Shimr, his minions, nobody remembers them. But the only thing the world remembers them is the name of Sayyidina Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu and his sacrifice and martyrdom in Karbala, the Ahl Bayt of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah azza wa jal, for now, we are going to listen to a wonderful kalam in the praise of Habibun al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and thereafter we shall return and continue to elaborate on the sacrifices of Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam, his biography, how he was as a person, inshallah azza wa jal. We are going to learn a lot. Until then, keep watching Madani channel and enjoy the kalam, inshallah azza wa jal. We'll meet after the kalam. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Mustafa. يا رسول الله يا رسول الله میرے لفظوں میں شمس و دوحا ہے میرے لہجے میں بدر و دجا مشعل مدحت مصطفیٰ ہوں مشعل مدحت مصطفیٰ ہوں ہر اندھیرے کو میں جگمگا دوں ایسی ایک نعت لکھنے کی یا رب مجھ کو توفیق دے زندگی میں ایسی ایک نعت لکھنے کی یا رب مجھ کو توفیق دے زندگی میں ان کی زلفوں کی خوشبو سونگھاؤں ان کی زلفوں کی خوشبو سونگھاؤں ان کے قدموں کی آہٹ بتا دوں میرے لفظوں میں شمس و دوحا مشعل مدحت مصطفیٰ ہوں ہر اندھیرے کو میں جگمگا دوں وہ میری شاعری میرا فن ہے میں سخن ہوں وہ جان سخن ہے وہ میری شاعری میرا فن ہے میں سخن ہوں وہ جان سخن ہے اپنا سب کچھ انہی کا دیا ہے اپنا سب کچھ انہی کا دیا ہے اپنا سب کچھ انہی پر لوٹا دوں میرے لفظوں میں شمس و دوحا مشعل مدحت مصطفیٰ ہوں مشعل مدحت مصطفیٰ ہوں ہر اندھیرے کو میں جگمگا دوں قافلے جا رہے ہیں مدینے اور حسرت سے میں تک رہا قافلے جا رہے ہیں مدینے اور حسرت سے میں تک رہا ہوں یا لپٹ جاؤں قدموں سے ان کے یا لپٹ جاؤں قدموں سے ان کے یا قضا کو پھر اپنی صدا دوں میرے لفظوں میں شمس و دوحا ہے میرے لہجے میں بدر و دجا مشعل مدحت مصطفیٰ ہوں مشعل مدحت مصطفیٰ ہوں ہر اندھیرے کو میں جگمگا دوں میری بخشش کا ساماں یہی ہے بھی ارماں یہی ہے، میری بخشش کا ساماں یہی ہے، میرے دل کا بھی ارماں یہی ہے، ایک دن ان کے روزے پہ جا کر، ایک دن ان کے روزے پہ جا کر ان کی نعتیں انہیں کو سنا دوں، میرے لفظوں میں شمس و دوحا ہے، میرے لہجے میں بدر و دجا، مشعلِ مدحتِ مصطفیٰ ہو، مشعلِ مدحتِ مصطفیٰ ہو، ہر اندھیرے کو میں جگمگا دوں، ہے تمنا کہ ڈھل جاؤں یا رب، پہ کرے اسوہِ مصطفیٰ میں، ہے تمنا کہ ڈھل جاؤں یا رب، پہ کرے اسوہِ مصطفیٰ میں، مسکراؤں اگر سنگ بر سے، مسکراؤں اگر سنگ بر سے، ہر برے کو بھلی سے دعا دوں، میرے لفظوں میں شمس و دوحا ہے، میرے لہجے میں بدر و دجا، مشعلِ مدحتِ مصطفیٰ ہو، مشعلِ مدحتِ مصطفیٰ ہو، ہر اندھیرے کو میں جگمگا دوں، کاش آئے جب ان کی سواری، حدیب ان کے قدموں کے نیچے، کاش آئے جب ان کی سواری، حدیب ان کے قدموں کے نیچے، کھینچ کر روح کو تن سے باہر، کھینچ کر روح کو تن سے باہر، اس کی چادر بنا کر بچھا دوں، میرے لفظوں میں شمس و دوحا ہے، میرے لہجے میں بدر و دجا، مشعلِ مدحتِ مصطفیٰ ہو، مشعلِ مدحتِ مصطفیٰ ہو، ہر اندھیرے کو میں جگمگا دوں۔
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم۔ ویلکم بیک ٹو یور ویورز، سبحان اللہ، وی ور لسننگ ٹو دس میلوڈیس کلام ان دی پریز اف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، اینڈ ناؤ وی آر بیک ڈسکسنگ دی ٹوڈیز ایپیسوڈ، دیٹ از دا یونیک سن سیدنا اسماعیل علی نبینا علیہ الصلاۃ والسلام۔ ناؤ فرام دس ایونٹ دیٹ سیدنا ابراہیم علیہ السلام he was willing to sacrifice his own son, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replaced Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam with a ram from paradise. Nobody is allowed to, first of all, slaughter his own son or anyone else's child or any other human being for that matter just on the basis of a dream or a voice from the unseen. If anyone did so, he would be an extreme sinner, deserving the torment of hellfire. As for Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam being prepared to slaughter his own son on the basis of a dream, this is the truth, because he alayhi salam is a prophet, and the dream of a prophet is based on divine revelation. In effect, it was a test for them, and Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam brought a ram from paradise which was slaughtered by Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam with the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in place of his beloved son. This unique sacrifice of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam and Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam will remain alive till the day of judgment, and Muslims will continue to sacrifice particular types of animals every year on the occasion of Eid al-Adha, And inshallah azawajal, for more information on Qurbani and how it is performed and the rules and the laws related to it, inshallah azawajal, you can refer to the booklet Piebald Horse Rider, which is published by Maktabatul Madina. Now, moving on, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam remained childless for a very long period of time. And he alayhi salam was blessed with Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam at the age of 99, praying to be blessed with a son. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam used to say that Isma'il, the word Isma means listen, while the word Il is the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Hebrew language. Therefore, Isma'il, it means, O Almighty, listen to me. When he alayhi salam was born, he was named Ismail in the remembrance of this dua, subhanAllah. There are great excellences, Allahu Akbar, about Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, the father and the son, Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam. Inshallah, let's get to know more about the father, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. After our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi salam, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam is the greatest. And Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam is the father of all the prophets succeeding him. Every divinely revealed religion has declared it obligatory to follow him. And the followers of every religion, they honor him. Sacrifice is performed in remembrance of him, and Hajj rites are performed in remembrance of him. He alayhi salam is the first to have built the Holy Kaaba, making it like a house. People began to stand in worship and perform sajda by the stone he alayhi salam stood on while building the Holy Kaaba. And this stone is referred to as Maqam Ibrahim. On the Day of Judgment, he alayhi salam will be the first to be bestowed upon excellent attire. Immediately after him, our beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam will be blessed with this favor. He alayhi salam and his respected wife Sayyida Sara radiallahu ta'ala anha bring up the deceased Muslim children in barzakh, meaning the period that is between death and resurrection. Subhanallah. Yes, and two hungry lions were once let loose towards Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam by the omnipotence of Allah Azza wa Jal. They began to lick his feet and prostrate to him despite being hungry. And once Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam could not find any grain. On the way, he alayhi salam found red sand and filled his sacks with it. After he reached home, his family members asked, "What is it?" He alayhi salam replied, "It is red wheat." As the sacks were opened, they really contained red wheat. When this wheat was sowed, its crops were full of wheat from root to ear, subhanAllah. And this is a mu'jiza, a great prophetic miracle of Sayyidina Ibrahim ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam. Do we know that Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam is the initiator of many things? Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam initiated many things, including these things. He was the first in the world whose hair turned gray. He was the first to apply henna and khatam as a dye to paint his white hair. It was Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. Khatam is a type of dye made of plants. He alayhi salam was the first to wear sewn pajamas. He was the first to recite sermon at the minbar. And he was the first to do jihad in the divine path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was first to establish the tradition of hospitality. He was the first to embrace people at the time of meeting them. And he was the first to prepare sarid, which is a soup-soaked pieces of bread. It is called sarid. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also ate it, subhanallah. So yes, these were different amazing facts regarding Abul Anbiya, the father of Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam, Sayyidina Ibrahim ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, whom we famously know as Khalilullah, the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah azza wa jal, we are going to listen to a beautiful pearl of nasiha from Balligh, inshallah azza wa jal. After that, we are going to turn to the biography of Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam. Let's get to know amazing facts regarding Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam as well, inshallah azza wa jal. So stay tuned for that and keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Let's listen to four blessed sayings of beloved Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam regarding the excellence of performing qurbani. Number one, the one who performs qurbani of an animal gets the reward of one good deed for each hair of the sacrificed animal. Number two, the one who wholeheartedly performs qurbani of an animal for reward, his qurbani will serve as a barrier between him and hellfire. Number three, O Fatima, stay near your sacrificial animal because your sins will be forgiven as soon as the first drop of its blood falls down. Number four, on the day of Eid al-Adha, man performs no other good deed that is dearer to Allah Azza wa Jal than shedding blood of the sacrificial animal. This sacrificed animal will come with its horns, hair and hooves, and the sacrifice is accepted by Allah Azza wa Jal before the blood of the sacrificial animal reaches the ground. Therefore, perform the qurbani wholeheartedly. Allama Shaykh Abdul Haq Muhaddis Dihlvi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh has said, the qurbani will be placed on the pan of the scale containing good deeds, due to which the weight of the pan of good deeds will be heavier. Sayyiduna Allama Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh said, then the sacrifice animal will serve as his ride, through which the sacrifice performing person will pass over the Sirat bridge easily and further. Every limb of the sacrificed animal will become fidya for freedom from hell, for every part of its owner's body. Odivious, we've just listened to the excellence of qurbani that those fortunate people who performed qurbani, Allah Azza wa Jal grants them the reward of one virtue for each hair of the sacrificed animal, blesses them with the salvation from hellfire, sins are forgiven as soon as the first drop of animal blood falls down, qurbani will be placed on the pan of the scale containing good deeds, due to which the weight of the pan of good deeds will be heavier. The sacrificed animal will serve as his ride, through which the sacrifice performing person will pass over the Sirat bridge easily and further. Every limb of the sacrificed animal will become fidya for freedom from hell for every part of its owner's body. Pray that Allah Azza wa Jal gives us all ability that we're able to do qurbani for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi al-Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'ina wa sallam. Welcome back to your viewers. Alhamdulillah, you are watching the silsila Scent of Sacrifice, and in today's episode and program, we are discussing the unique son, Sayyidina Ismail ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. Let's remember this great prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the son of a great prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. And the Quran says regarding Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam, and remember Ismail in the book, he was true to his word and a messenger, a prophet. And he would command his family to pray and give zakat. And he was highly regarded by his Lord. Dear brothers, the sacred and blessed month of Dhul-Hijjah, in this month we remember the sacrifices of these great prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam and Ismail alayhi salam. And through the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and through his mercy, may Allah azza wa jal accept our worship, our qurbani, which we do as a sunnah of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam and sunnah of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen bijahin nabiyyil ameen. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is from the blessed lineage of Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam. Ismail alayhi salam, he has an elevated status. He is the son of the friend of Allah, Sayyidina Ibrahim Khalilullah. And he is the one in whose memory we perform qurbani. The spring of Zamzam flowed from the impact of his feet. Subhanallah, these are the virtues of Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam. He built the Holy Kaaba with his father, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allah Almighty sent him as a prophet to the tribe of Jurhum and the people of Amalika. Amalika, another way of saying is Amalekites. He was the first person to speak eloquent Arabic. Subhanallah. Allah Almighty blessed him with 12 sons, and from them his lineage continued, through which the entire region of Arabia became populated. The most gracious, the most merciful Lord Azza wa Jal has mentioned him with praise at several places in the glorious Quran. So inshallah, as you can listen to those verses in Surah Maryam, two verses, verse number 54 and 55, describe some of his attributes and excellences. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِسْمَعِيلِ, and remember Ismail in the book. Subhanallah, this is the teaching of the Holy Quran. Sometimes people say that you only narrate stories of the prophets and saints. To such people, it is said, mentioning them, reading about their character and conduct, and speaking about them is from the teachings of the Holy Quran. Read Surah Maryam and see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, remember Sayyidina Idris alayhi salam in the book. Remember Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam in the book. Remember Sayyida Maryam radiyallahu ta'ala anha in the book. Who is Sayyida Maryam radiyallahu ta'ala anha? She is the mother of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam and a highly exalted saintly woman. This shows that mentioning the prophets and saints is also an act of worship. And Mufti Ahmad Ya Khanaimi rahimahullah writes that the entire Quran is the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Read and see how it contains the accounts of the noble prophets alayhimus salam and the saints rahimahumullah, the praise of the noble companions radiyallahu anhum, and the virtues of the Ahli Bayt radiyallahu anhum. From this we learn that mentioning the prophets is the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla, mentioning the awliya is the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and mentioning noble companions and the Ahli Bayt alayhimur ridwan is also the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Subhanallah. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the ability to perform this zikr in abundance. Ameen bijahi nabiyyil ameen. Allah Azza wa Jal says, and remember Ismail in the book. After this, it was stated, innahu kana sadiqal wa'd. He was true to his word. This is a beautiful attribute of Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam, that he was true to his promise. Certainly, all the noble prophets alayhimus salam are truthful in their promises, but Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam holds a distinguished rank in fulfilling promises. That is why Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned his special attribute and said, innahu kana sadiqal wa'd. He was true to his word. It is further stated, wa kana rasulan nabiyya, and a messenger, a prophet. This is a mention of the glory and greatness of Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam. Allah Almighty sent him as a prophet to the tribe of Jurhum and to the people of Amalekites. He called them towards the path of truth and towards pious deeds. Many people accepted his invitation, recited the kalima, and became deserving of paradise. Subhanallah. Allah Almighty further states, وَكَانَ يَأْمُرُ أَهْلَهُ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالزَّكَاةِ, and he would command his family to pray and give zakat. This is another beautiful trait of Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam. He would not only invite his nation to pious deeds, but also command his family members to perform salah and give zakat. وَكَانَ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِ مَرْضِيَّ, and he was highly regarded by his Lord. This highlights his elevated status, that he holds a lofty rank in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, and he is the beloved servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah Azza wa Jal have mercy upon us. We are not worthy of anything, but for the sake of Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, and his beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may he be pleased with us. Ameen. Bijahi nabiyyil ameen. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وسلم. الحمد لله. Now we have listened to the virtues of sacrifice. We discussed the biography of Sayyidina Ibrahim عليه السلام, and now the biography of Sayyidina Ismail عليه السلام. And with this we conclude our silsila inshallah عز وجل. Again, there are many different silsilas that are being playing on Madni channel, inshallah, as well, both live and recorded series. I would urge you to watch those silsilas, especially Madani Muzakara, inshallah, azza wa jal, whenever it airs every Saturday and on special occasions. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always keep us connected to this movement of the devotees of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and make it a means for our worldly betterment and for the life of the hereafter. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. And I would like to thank our team, inshallah Azza wa Jal, in Madani channel that is here always, and our team in Pakistan as well, Madani channel. Alhamdulillah, the brothers that are editing these salasil, the mufattishin that are checking the content. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep all the brothers well. And Eid Mubarak to all of you. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
From sunnah we learn, from sacrifice we rise. It's more than a ritual, it purifies. Scent of sacrifice. Scent of sacrifice.